Yo, this is Fab Five Freddy, and I am listening to the Heritage Radio Network. That means you are listening to the Heritage Radio Network, and they get busy, and it tastes good up in here.
This is Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Amazingly sitting here with Fab Five Freddy, hip-hop legend and pioneer. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Happy to be here.
And, you know, we're not going to talk music. I'll let you guys just Google Fab Five Freddy, and you can get all the info you need to on him. I mean, do the homework, though. But, you know, press pause, do the homework, and then come back.
Yeah, that's right. Press pause.
So I see you here a lot. Are you big into food? Is that like...
Yeah, I've been like a foodie of sorts. I've been what I guess the going term is a foodie, but I've, you know, was raised on great food, great cooks in the family. And as a young kid, I always tell people, like, way before there was Food Network and all this stuff, I was a young kid that would take a paper bag and kind of make a chef's hat out of it. And my mom and them would let me destroy a steak or something and put every seasoning in the cabinet on it, thinking I was imitating Julia Child or the Galloping Gourmet or whatever the earliest TV chefs were when I was a kid. So I think I always connected to something that happened then, watching those guys cook and prepare. I remember there was one guy called the Galloping Gourmet.
Yeah, sure.
Who had like an English accent, and he'd cook and he'd drink wine and just make a big, you know, cook fancy meals. Yeah. And it just impressed me as a kid. So, and then my mom would take me out to nice restaurants as a little boy, and we'd eat. So I, you know, developed this appreciation for having a good meal and sitting out and dining and eating something that was good and maybe that you never had before. And
yeah, what did you eat growing up though?
Well, you know, I ate like classic, I guess. I grew up on a combination of what I guess you would consider Southern soul and Caribbean, because I have Caribbean roots in my family from Barbados, but my mother would take recipes from different Caribbean people in the family, and then this woman that was like a sister to my mother, I would call her my other mother, Doris. She was Southern from North Carolina, so my mother learned a lot of Southern stuff from her. So meals for me growing up would typically be combinations of collard greens and smothered or stewed that on a Southern tip, and then rice and peas, or, you know, things which would be more associated with West Indian cuisine. So it was a nice blend of both of those type of foods growing up in the house.
Word. Yeah. So, I mean, now there's obviously like a huge explosion of food and all different types of, you know, high-end restaurants, ethnic restaurants. What are some of your favorite spots now?
Man, well, literally, for pizza, Roberta's has become a favorite of mine. I mean, like most New Yorkers, we all grew up loving pizza, but the way these guys here just use all these really cool, subtle flavors and great ingredients. I mean, I live in Harlem now, and Patsy's has really good pizza, but I notice a distinct difference in the variations that are done here, so I appreciate this a lot. I like a lot of different cuisines. I'm very adventurous food-wise. I've traveled a lot, and I'm always like, recently I was in Hong Kong and Indonesia, and I was in Thailand, and of course, you know, having good meals across, you know, all those trips. So, you know, I mean, I'm wide open to like try and taste new and interesting things all the time and learn more about different ingredients and ways of cooking things and stuff like that. It's fun.
But you always have been. That's the thing.
Yeah. And as this whole world around food has expanded and more people have gotten smarter about it, you know, one of my favorite food stories is a guy that's like a mentor to me is a guy named Shep Gordon.
Okay.
And Shep Gordon was a legendary manager of major people in the music business. I met him early on coming into the game in the 80s working with Blondie. And if you know anything about me, you know I got a connection to this group, new wave group called Blondie. Well, Shep was Blondie's manager, and he was a great guy. Shep also made great motion pictures. He's a really cool guy. I reconnected with Shep in the mid late 90s, and Shep was telling me how he had become a huge fan of chefs. So he would go to the Cannes Film Festival every May and hang out with all these big-time actor friends of his, and they would all gather and have these amazing meals. And Shep became really good friends with a chef named Roger Verger, who is the guy who, if I'm not mistaken, invented Nouvelle Cuisine. He was an older French chef. So Shep Gordon became a fan and would literally fly over just to hang out with this chef and fly to different areas of France to have these amazing meals. Wow. So he educated himself and became a big fan of gourmet chefs, of French food and gourmet cooking. Then he realized that people that he felt should be treated with proper respect in the cooking lane were not treated like that in America. And once again, Shep's main business had been managing artists. He managed Blondie. He managed Alice Cooper. He had Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross. Wow. Shep Gordon, major. Shep decided and realized that chefs are not being treated like he thought they should be. So he started a management company for a brief time called Alive Chef Management. And he had... This is all before Food Network and all before these guys became household names. He had Wolfgang Puck. He had Nobu Matsushitsu. He had Emeril Lagasse and a whole string of other major people that he managed for a while because he told them at a certain point, you guys should be treated like this. Wow. And you should have book deals and you should have deals to do plates and dishes and pots and stuff. And Shep had this vision to how these guys should be treated. And he was a part of the original team that came up with the Food Network concept and early on was helping shop that idea around. And, at the point when I reconnected with Shep in the 90s and he was telling me this whole story, and I was like, wow, this sounds amazing. And to see where we are now, I always think about Shep and like to share the stories about him.
Yeah.
Because he was way ahead of the curb, just having a love for how great cooking and people that can make it happen in the kitchen.
Yeah, get Shep over here then, man.
Straight up and down. I will bring Shep here when I tell him how great the food is, and he'll go anywhere to have a great meal.
Roberta's Bushwick, Brooklyn, the food is worth it.
Yes,
all
indeed.
Other things considered. So you enjoy Bushwick, though? You like coming out here?
Yeah, well, I'm from Bed-Stuy, which is just 15, 20 minutes away. And as an artist making paintings and making art, among the many things that I do, something that I've been focusing on, I recently discovered this area, Bushwick, where, you know, I get some of my work printed right around the corner on Bogart. And growing up, I never came to this part of Bushwick because it was probably all factories and industrial when I was a kid. But now it's a reborn neighborhood. You guys obviously are the restaurant right now. And, it's just fun to be and to see a whole new energy come into the community, like revitalizing and turning it into something that, you know, wasn't here before. So it's dope.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much for talking. Last question. You've got three people you could eat dinner with, who would they be? Anybody in the world?
Wow, three people who I'd eat dinner with anywhere in the world, who would they be?
Yeah, who would the three be?
Wow, well, the first person would be Barack Obama. And I would hope that Michelle's mom cooks, who I understand can really get busy on some serious, serious soul food. That would be nice to have a...
White House chef is out of the equation. It's Michelle's mom for this one.
No question. Michelle's mom would be dope. And I just came back from Washington. I was there for the inauguration on the mall, so that was all good. The second person would probably be... although I hear he's ill, would be the king of Thailand.
Really?
Because being that I was just in Thailand and I had been bouncing around Asia, I had a bunch of art exhibits and I was doing some DJing over there, Thai food stuck out to me as my favorite, which I was just amazing. And so that would be great to have food with the king of Thailand, who I'm sure has an amazing chef to really hook it up. The food is spicy, it's flavorful, it's exciting, it's interesting. It just electrified my palate. That was dope. And the third person, damn, who would that be? Damn, probably be good to sit down and have a meal with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
You know? Because he doesn't have the sense of sight, I'm sure his taste buds, as his sense of sound and music are heightened. So it'd be interesting to know what Stevie likes and to sit down and have a meal with him.
Well, the King of Thailand may be the odd man out conversationally, though.
Yeah, we would definitely have to have the translators in full effect.
Yeah, for sure. Fab 530, thank you so much, man, for talking. I grew up on hip-hop, grew up on Yo! MTV Raps. Huge honor. Thanks, man.
It's cool to be here. And I've been in Roberta's many times, but now I'm in the radio station. I'm looking out. There's a full house, and I'm going to go out there and grab me a Beastmaster pie and get busy and then head back to Harlem World.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.